From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Students and job seekers won't be forced to give their passwords to colleges or employers in California under two bills signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
The governor logged onto Twitter, Facebook, and a number of other social media sites to announce that he signed bills increasing privacy protections for users. The legislation comes after a growing number of businesses and universities around the country asked job seekers and students for their Facebook and Twitter account information. Democratic Senator Leland Yee authored one of the bills, which passed without opposition.
These bills will say now is that in the state of California, social media is, in fact, a repository of private personal information, and it's going to stay that way.
In a release, Governor Brown said the legislation will stop a growing trend of colleges and universities snooping into student social media accounts, particularly those of student athletes. The law takes effect on January 1st. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Some major industries and corporations are making large donations to Governor Jerry Brown's November tax initiative. Among the major contributors to the Yes on 30 campaign and political action committees that support the measure, Occidental Petroleum, the American Beverage Association, and the California Beer and Beverage Distributors. Republican political consultant Rob Stutzman says those industries prefer Brown's tax measure to some of the alternatives.
It's really an effort to keep any potential efforts against their industries off the ballot in the future by implementing these broader-based taxes now.
For example, there's been talk in the past of statewide soda or oil severance taxes. Some of the strongest opponents of Prop 30 are small business groups. That's because many of them could be impacted by the income taxes in Brown's initiative. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.